talk to Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores. Last night's game, Joe, kind of a root canal, but for the Vanderbilt Commodores, the end result was what you like.
Well, Kevin was really happy about it because he knew that it was going to be a very difficult game, that Middle's a good basketball team. And it was very apparent that Vanderbilt focused on rebounding in the practices leading up to that game because they really crashed the boards, were very effective, 42 rebounds, and played very good defense, I thought, as well, limited Boogie Yates to single digits and limiting Kevin Konaski to single digits. And, yeah, it was 52 foul shots in the game, I think, and it seemed like it took about 4 hours to play. But I think Vanderbilt had a game plan. They were going to pound the ball inside. They were going to go after rebounds. They were going to take advantage of their size, and they were able to do it. And so I think when you look back on it, it's going to prove to be a very nice win for Vanderbilt.
Joe, you know, A.J. Ogilvy put up his usual impressive numbers. I think he had 19 and 12,
right.
But I thought Jeffrey Taylor is somebody that really stood out. Good floor game. You know, scored. He rebounded. He even had, I think, 3 or 4 assists. You look at this team the way it's presently constructed, and you can see it's still trying to find its personality.
And I don't know how long it's going to take for it to happen, Mark. It could take a while. When you consider guys like Chingang and Gulborn out probably for, you know, several games that are going to factor into this whole thing. I thought another key factor last night was Andre Walker. He got his first start, and he, on defense, immediately set the tone for that game. He and AJ, I thought, worked as well together, rotating and switching down low as maybe I've seen in a long, long time. And they really frustrated MTSU early. And Andre finished with 4 points and 8 rebounds and 3 assists and 2 block shots. Hyperextended his knee at the end of the game, and you know that's the unfortunate part about this team right now, is we're only 3 games into the season and they're really hurting. His status for Wednesday is unknown. Festus is battling a couple of problems. George Drake a groin injury, so it's a team that's banged up early, but hopefully they can play their way through.
Even the announcer's a little shaky.
Man, I'm telling you, I can't get over this thing. And it's the worst time of year to have a cold and have to try to battle through because it's a game every other day, so you don't really get a chance to recuperate. But we'll keep plodding through as long as we can.
Yeah, Coach Johnson wasn't asked about your status at the press conference yesterday.
And I'm not surprised about that at all.
He did talk about Jared Hawkins, who he said would not be available for this week's game at Wake Forest, which changes things as far as the run game goes for the Commodores.
Well, you know, to be honest, guys, I think you're going to see a lot more of you might see a lot more of direct snaps to guys like Jamie Graham and DJ Moore, like we've seen before. I think you see those guys more active in the offense. You know, the good thing about this game is you know you have another game to play, and it's not going to be for a couple of weeks. So you've got a little time to recover.
Do you think it's going to be a case where maybe they say to DJ Moore, you're going to be out there for as many snaps as you can possibly play center?
I don't think they'll get crazy with that. But I do think you have a tendency maybe to play them a little bit more than you normally would. In certain situations, certainly losing Jared is a big blow to the running game. But I think McKenzie's probably going to start at quarterback, although I don't think that's been determined, officially yet. But I think that's the way they're leaning. I guess we'll see. It's sad you get this far into the year and you've got so many unknowns. But that's the hand they're dealt right now.
Joe, get some rest. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys, take care.